This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Biden administration has announced a temporary ban on new drilling and mineral extraction for the Thompson Divide in several counties on Colorado's western slope. Local leaders have pushed for a permanent ban there for more than a decade. The announcement comes as part of the president's visit to Camp Hale, where today he is designating that site as a national monument. CPR's Caitlin Kim was at the announcement south of Vail.
Standing at Camp Hale, President Biden designated the storied World War II training ground and the nearby 10-mile range a national monument. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse says it's a historic day for Colorado and the culmination of years of work by many locals.
So many stakeholders, local elected officials across Summit County, Eagle County, Garfield County, various parts of the state, ranchers, conservationists, folks who treasure our public lands, as Coloradans do. And I just couldn't be more excited.
Neguse, Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, and Governor Jared Polis lobbied the president to use the Antiquities Act to protect the area, and were with the president for the announcement. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And the president is also expected to earmark $4 billion from the recently signed Inflation Reduction Act to fight drought in the Colorado River. Colorado has a new record and runner-up for the biggest pumpkin ever recorded in the state. Aurora firefighter Brad Bledsoe entered his pumpkin Greta into a contest last weekend in Fort Collins. The Coloradoan reports it weighed more than 1,700 pounds. That won the competition, but it was not quite heavy enough to break the new state record set earlier this month. Denver hobbyist Chad New grew that pumpkin, named Howie, which came in at 1,783 pounds. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.